that at least 53 public schools would begin operations in the 2025 up to 2026 academic year. The minister conveyed this during a coordination meeting to accelerate the provision of facilities and infrastructure of Sekolah Rakyat or public schools at the Ministry of Public Works office in Jakarta. Hamid noted in a statement on his day that the Ministry of Social Affairs, provincial government, city government, and district government spread throughout the country that they want to promise up the buys. The 53 schools already have existing buildings. The Ministry of Tourism said that the tourism sector could be the answer for several parties harboring concerns about the impact of the tariff policy implemented by the United States government. Ministry Deputy for Resources and Institutions, Martini Paham, stated during a press conference of the UN Tourism 37th CAP-CSA on Wednesday that countries in South Asia are concerned about these tariffs. The Ministry believes tourism is one of the answers to address the challenges posed by the tariffs set by the US. That's the news. language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 33.5 kHz and 47.55 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Switzerland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. Then, because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then, there's also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is around sounds this great.
Kemudian yang terakhir, kita memiliki culture.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity,
budaya yang kita miliki.
Ya, kita kan, I guess. We do have Mendu, Sundo chicken, Maso Ox,
kesenian Alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Natuna.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, J.J. Firmau, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 ran through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources, Revolutionary Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017 itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, France from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. Olive Stone told them it's a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the France, from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. A lot of it can be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a problem for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area, and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift. We get the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, this noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world. According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner, in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firmaus also said, the Natuna Geopark is currently being sought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Thank you.
Indonesia today. I believe that you are still enthusiastic in doing your daily activities, and even you still work your activities. I mean, you still work, I mean, and maybe you are still, maybe you're studying, or even maybe you're running, and even still, you are still holding a meeting, but whatever it is, this must also be as your benefit for the sake of compiling information, compiling science or knowledge in your mind. Well, listener, now I would like to share you about information. This also related to, you know, culture, and even as the culture tradition in Indonesia. Do you know Karawo? Yes, Karawo. Perhaps not as popular as traditional batik from Java, socket from Kalimantan, or ulos from Medan. The open work embroidery found in the province of Gorontalo, north of the Bay of Tamini in Sulawesi, is equally high artistic value. The details of the work intricate beauty of the motif, quality and artistry possessed by a single piece of karawang, and that makes it an increasingly valuable cultural product. And it is also no exaggeration to say that karawang has for generations been an embodiment of the culture and heritage of Gorontalo. Karawang, also referred to by the local communities as karawo, is the result of the preservance, hard work and skill of the karawang artisan, and all of which are necessary to produce this beautiful piece of embroidery. The embroidery process itself is known as makarawo, an art that has been handed down from generation to generation from the 17th century until now. Whether the technique used to make karawang is different than the technique used to weave socket or batik, and uses a much more complex and unique manufacturing process. The pattern, the design or motif to be embroidered must first be made in black grab on paper, and after that, cut the desired fabric to be used for the base material. But once the fabric is prepared, the next step is to remove some layers of thread from the fabric. And this is done in order to make room for the embroidered motifs. The removal of the original fabric thread takes diligence and skill, and must be done with immaculate precision. And once there is enough available space in the cloth, it is ready to be embroidered, and the space is filled with the desired motifs. Their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as killed by being beaten, like gamelan, which is made from metal. Tampani Bali has changed its name to be Ringgit, which is from Javanese Enjin language, meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Ringgit and the Flute Rhythm by Trio Buana? Becoming more romantic. In the development era, Ringgit becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions.